We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the third thing that the Rabbanon were not maimid b'makom Karm Pesach. It means the Karm Pesach knocked away the Issur Rabbanon. The Issur Rabbanon is Beis HaPras. This third Issur Rabbanon is Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field which had a caver, he knew it had a caver, and then someone plowed up the field. So since he plowed up the field, you have to be choshish 100 amis in each direction, that's where, in the direction of the plow, that 100 amis is all a chshash of a caver, and if you walk in it, you're tamei midrabanan. It's not the right, because it's not 100% sure, but it's tamei midrabanan because we're worried that there might be an etzem kesari there, and when you're walking, I'm going to move it. There's no chshash oil, because the etzem kesari cannot make oil. You need a certain rave binyan or rave minyan. You need most of the bones or most of the size of it. Or you need basar. There's no basar here, because the field already is old. It's only bones. But there's a chshash might touch the etzem kesari, that's the din of beis hapras. So beis hapras, it's not only to the Mishnah. V'shavim b'shamei b'shilol sheboitkim lo'isei Pesach. You let it be soymich, you let it rely on a bedika to bring a karm Pesach. V'ing boitkim lo'ichei tshuma. And you do not rely on this bedika to eat tshuma. My boitkim, how do you do this bedika? So there's two pshatim, two ways how you can make a bedika. We're only relying on this for karm Pesach. But tshuma, it says wait, go around or wait a few days. Rashi says Yamtim v'Yakev v'Yoyim Yemayim Mash v'Gil Tshuma Savoichla. You go around, don't go that way, that direction. When it comes to Tshuma, but Pesach, you have no choice. You want to bring Karm Pesach, you have to walk through this field. So you just rely on a bedika. What's the bedika? My boitkim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Menapeach Beis HaPras V'Hilech. You blow in front of you and you walk. And if any bones will be there, it will automatically move. And it'll move. You'll keep away from it. And again, there's no Tumas oil. So if you don't see it. And when you're blowing it, you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to touch it, even though you might go over it. That's not a problem. That's one way of bedika. If it's a base of pras that people already trampled through it, also it's not a problem because also we assume that everything's trampled up. It's all less than a seira, and it's all smashed into the ground, and therefore there's no chshash of the Tumen Meis, and for Karm Pesach, he was saying on this base of Pras, the Rabbanon. So, Kabbalim, this the Rabbanon was, we knocked out this Rabbanon, but Mokkaim, Karm Pesach. Hadrin, Allah, Perika, Isha, Milinede, those I finished it. Zokta, Mishta Vaida, a brand new Perik, Mishahoya. Perik Mishahoya, this Perik is all about Pesach Sheni, and this Perik will take us straight to the Arvi Pesachim, Shemaka Perik, that's the Gay, Mamish, the whole Seder. Zokta this parak by Pesach Sheni. Misha haya tomei oy bederech rechayka. Someone who was tomei, he couldn't bring Karm Pesach, or he was bederech rechayka, he was out of Yerushalayim, he couldn't bring Karm Pesach. Also as a rishon, he didn't make Pesach rishon, he didn't bring Pesach rishon. Yaseh as a sheni, he will bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is on Yud Dalid Iyar. It's a month, exactly a month later, he'll bring the Pesach Sheni. Shogeg nenas, if he forgot that it was Pesach, or Pesach, he forgot all about it. Oinanas, we had Oinus, Loyos Rishon, and he didn't make Pesach Rishon, Yasas Shane, he could do Pesach Shane. In Cain, if it's any type of Shaykh, any type of Oinus, Loma Nema, Tommy or Sherev Derechoyka, why is the Torah give example of Tommy or Sherev Derechoyka? Mishesh, Elu Ptu Mekoris, Eloch Ayav Mekoris. These are part of Mekoris, Eloch Ayav Mekoris. What exactly do these words mean? It's not so clear. Rashi's mashma that it means what the Gemara says, that there are two cases of Yechayev Bekaris. A mazid or a oinain is maybe Chayev Bekaris, because the oinain could have sent a Karm Pesach, or a mazid. He's a mazid, he didn't bring Karm Pesach. To him, they're Chayev Karis. Mashenkin, the other ones are not Chayev Karis. The Bartanura, the Rav, learns a little different. He says, in the Mishnah alone, Dafka Tomei Yoder Chayka Potter from Karis, but a Shoygi Ganenas, and he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, will be Chayev in Karis. That's what it means. And it's more geshmak the Rav, because it says, Loma Nema Tomei Yoshev Derechoyka. Why is Pesach pick these two? If he rashes Pshah, it's still Shver. Why did he pick Tomei Derechoyka? Any type of Shoygi Oinus. Only Mazin and Oinin not. And that's the very, the first asked the Kasha Rashi. What? The question is, why did the Pesach pick out Tomei Derechoyka? So if he Rashi was saying that, what are you part of Karas form? Shoygig, Oinus, Tomei Derechoyka, if you missed on the Pesach, Pesach Rishon even. Even Pesach Rishon, you missed those, you're not going to bring in Karas, even if you don't bring, even miss Pesach Sheni. The only time you do have to, if you're amazing in Pesach Rishon, or if you're Oinus Pesach Rishon, and you didn't bring Pesach Sheni, those cases would be Chayav Karas. That's what Rashi learns. Though the problem is that then it's still Shver, why is the Pesach Tomei Derechoyka? Let's say any Shaygi or any Oinus. And this is the Dvar Shmuel adds. So I looked at Mishnayos, there the Bar Tanur is a little different, and he says that even it's a Mechlekes, the Mara doesn't stem with that so much, the Mara seems like Rashi, but come out feed them, their saying is that a Shege Oinis and doesn't bring Pesach Sheni will be Chayev in Karas. A Shege Oinis and Pesach Rishon and doesn't bring Pesach Sheni will be Chayev in Karas. Only Tamei Yadarachai cannot. And that's what the Mishnah's Mashma, but in the Gemara speaks out Dafka Oinin and Mezid. That's where Rashi was coming from. Rashi is Mefarash for Gemara. Okay. Zok the Gemara, Itmar. This halacha that you're b'derech rechayka, are you allowed to bring a karm pesach? For example, you'll send a shliach, and then you'll come at night and eat it. Is it allowed to or not? Maybe you have to be royu to bring a karm pesach in order to bring a karm pesach. So that's machlokes. Itma, hoyu b'derech rechayka, v'shachdu v'zarkulav. And you sent a shliach, and he made a shchita and a zrika for you. Rav Nachman amahorza, it works, and you yotze karm pesach. Rav Sheshem Eloi Hortzok, you're not Yotze Karm Pesach. And we'll see, Rav Sheshem basically learns it out from Madrasha. Just like Tomei is, you can't bring Karm Pesach, and there are Chayk can't bring Karm Pesach either. Rav Nachman Amar Hortzok, that it means that it works. Meiches Uduchas Rachmana Olav. The Torah is saying, you know, if there are Chayk, we have Rachmana, so you don't have to bring Karm Pesach. Vi Ovit Ala Bracha, if you send a Shliach, Gevaldik, you're good, you did good. Rav Sheshem, I don't know. Loi Hortzok, Midcha Dachya Rachmana Katomei. The Pasuk put you together with a Tomei, saying, just like a Tomei can bring Karm Pesach, and we're obviously going according to the Man Yama holds, Ein Sheikh the Mizarkim a Tomei Sheretz, that you can't send the Karm Pesach via Tomei Sheretz. Same thing by Tomei is disqualified Karm Pesach, a Derech Rechaik is also disqualified. That's what Rav Sheshes holds. Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, if a Derech Rechaik is allowed to bring Karm Pesach, a Deir Shliach or not. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to, says, I will bring a riot to myself. No, I mean Allah. How do I know my halacha that I can bring, you can send a shliach karm pesach? The Tanai, we went into our Mishnah. It says like this: Misha yotamei oy b'derech rechayko v'loy also asar rishon. Then bring karm pesach rishon. Yase asar sheni brings pesach sheni. Mechlal, what's the shliach also asar rishon? What do you mean? He was tamei. It's like saying he couldn't bring karm pesach and he didn't bring the karm pesach. He couldn't bring it. He was tamei derech rechayko. What's loy also asar rishon? Mechlal di boy yovat. If he wanted, he could have brought it. And like we're saying, it's mashman the Gemara later on that. That the Tommy also could have brought it because he could have sent the shliach also, and he didn't bring it. Still, you can bring a pesach sheni. Mechal di boy avad avra. Rav Sheshes, what does Rav Sheshes do with this? Rav Sheshes amalach ihachi. If that's a diyek, what do you do about the sefer? The sefer is the Ketani says shogag enena. So he forgot that it's pesach today, or he's in the hospital. So here the guy is he couldn't bring karm pesach. He would have shliach. He didn't know it was pesach. And then he says leos es a rishon. Yas es a sheni. So also Mechlaldi Boya Avad Hare Shaga Rei Nenas. He can't say he could have done it. He doesn't know what's Pesach. Hare Shaga Rei Nenas. So what do you? Rav Sheshes says your major diak here. What are you going to attach to those words? Ella, you know what it means. Mezid Ketani Bahadayu. The way you read it for Rav Sheshes, let's do the second half first. Shagag Oy Nenas, or it was amazed Leosa as a Rishon. You could do Pesach Sheni. And he said the ratio also, I'll tell you what it means. Misha Tomei Aderachaika or Loyasa Rishon means he's a Oinain. That's Ha'achanami Oinain Ketanei Ba'adayu. So Rav Sheshes says the Pshat in the Mishnah is not Loyasa Rishon, he could have done it if he wanted. What it means is the ratio means Oinain and the Sefer means Loyasa Rishon means amazed. So it comes out, we added two more cases to our Mishnah. We have Tomei Aderachaika or Oinain who didn't do Karma or a Shegig Nenas amazed. Loyasa by means the someone who could bring it, which is who Oinain or amazed, according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says going back on the words Tamir Rechayk, but then we had a kasha. Then what do you do with Shaga and Nenas? There you can't touch like that. So Rav Sheshes says that's very good shmak of shah. What?
How did he not do it? Shaggy
what? Amazing.
He didn't
do it. He didn't do it. He amazed it.
After?
No, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. When Pesach Sheni gets cars. And that's what we'll see. Amar Rav Ashi, this is an amideka. The Ketani, Elu Patur Meikares, Veilchiyam Meikares. Ah, hey, what's going on? Ilim Ashoyge Venenas, Deshvichayev Kares, Shoyge Venenas. Meikares, they knew. They're not Meikares. Elav Amezid Va'oinein. Let's go back, Amezid Va'oinein. So that's Rav Sheshes' Gshmak. He says the Mishnah's Gshmak of him. It says, end the Mishnah, Sheilu Patur Meikares, Veilchiyam Meikares. Where in the Mishnah we have anything Chayev Meikares? Tomei, there are Chayka, Shoyge Venenas, not Chayev Kares. There it is. Rav Sheshes says, no. The Mishnah's also talking about Amezid Va'oinein. Mezid Oinah Chayev Karas.
Karas only kicks in after
Mezid. Right, after Mezid. Mezid is a way to be mashlim, to like make it up. It's like a lavanitic lase type of idea. You can fix up your Avera. But then the Avera goes back to Pesach Rishon. So if you're Shoygen as Pesach Rishon, you can't be Chayev Karas on that. So the Maisa here, The Gemara talks about later on, if it has the Berisha and Vesheni, the Gemara talks about the whole sugya about this. But right now, we're going to go simply like this, that this is the way it is. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman was Rav Nachman Du, it's a writer of Shesha, Rav Nachman Ramah, Lach Lo'ilam, Amazed Luchudei. It's going amazed, because he learns the Sefer attackers like Rav Shesha, so it means going amazed. With Dinu, the Bayer Lemes, the Chayiv. At the end of the Mishnah, when it said, Eilu Patur Mekar, it's a Chayav Mekar, it's a Chayiv Mekar, not Chayavim. This is the Reishas Peturim, Lashon Rabim, here Chayavim also. According to Rav Nachman, it's only going amazed because the Reishas talk about Shayotame, the Rechaykov, Le Osso, it's a Reisha, means he could have sent it. The second case, the Shogun Nez, Lashon Reisha, there means amazed. And the Mishnah going back on that, Eilu Patur Mekaras, Ve Chayavim Mekaras. So this is from this Gemara's Mavuyer, not like the Rabbat Tanura's Pshah on the Mishnah, that Eilu Chayavim Mekaras is going back on Mezid and Oinin, and not going back on Shoigig Oinenas, which the Rabbat Tanura learned Pshah, this is how Rashi learns. So it's not the Gemara, the one more Gemara, Omer is a continuation of the Sugya, Omer Rav Sheish, no Amin Elah, what's my right to me that you cannot bring a carbon if you're a Pesach, if you're in Derech HaChayka? So he says, I'm first a price like me. The title of the price there. Rekiva Imre, Nema Tomei, Venema Derech Rechaika. Ma Tomei, Shesipik Biyadullah. So this is like a Tomei, he could have done it. He could have sent it. And still, we say we disqualify him. Torah says he can't do it. Tomei can't do it. Ve'ino Isa, after Rechaika, Nam Shesipik Biyadullah, he can send the Shliach, Ve'ino Isa, and he can't do it. Rav Kiva is saying like this, that a Tomei cannot send the Karm Pesach, and Derech Chayka can't come in Pesach. Even though it's possible, he can send it and eat it at night, but still, Torah says he can't bring it. And Derech Chayka, same thing. But that's where Akiva makes a drasha. So you clear up where Akiva is learning, Tomei Derech Chayka is not an option. It means the Torah disqualified him. But Rav Nachman Olach, oh, Rav Akiva Tamei. Rav Akiva holds L'Tamei. It's a Shavu Gers L'Tamei. But Rav Akiva holds the Ksavar, ain't Sheikh Mizarka Tomei Sharetz. He can't send the Karm Pesach if you are Tomei Sharetz. No, I hold Svir Lake Kamadi Yom Sheikh Mizarka Tomei Sharetz. I hold a Tomei could send the Karm Pesach. So then the Tomei in the Pasuk obviously just means that he himself can't bring it, but he can send a Shliach. Because Derech Chayka also can mean he sent a Shliach. So bottom line is, Rav Chaykes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheishes, if a Tomei or a Derech Chayka could send the Karm Pesach, according to Rav Nachman, they can, and according to Rav Sheishes, they can't. Why can a Derech Chayka send his Karm Pesach? It's a Xerus Akosav, just like a Tomei can't send his Karm Pesach, the same thing, a Derech Chayka can't send a Karm Pesach from Wurish Liach.